The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
here. Hey,
okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I get a tonga! I'm not afraid to use it!
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, May 5th. That's right, it's Sink Full of Mayo! Sink Full of Mayo. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show. With me, as always, my love, the girl downstairs, Elquin Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elquin?
I don't know. The sinks in the kitchen are full of this white stuff. Do you know anything about this?
Sink Full of Mayo!
Hun?
It's Sink Full of Mayo, right?
No, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo? What the heck is Cinco de Mayo?
Yeah. Independence Day for Mexico, I believe.
So why are we celebrating Mexico's Independence Day?
It's a good excuse to drink tequila and eat tacos.
Tequila!
Tequila! That's why we had tacos tonight.
Ah, I see.
And that's why I'm having a Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. So, anyway, what am I supposed to do with all this mayo in the sink?
Sandwiches. Wait. Tuna salad.
That's an awful lot of mayo.
Oh, well.
Maybe I should call the clinic up. Ba-dum-boom.
Oh, boy.
Now, you set me up for that one.
Well, don't you know that yesterday was official Star Wars Day?
No.
You didn't know that?
No.
May the 4th be with you?
Oh, God.
May the 4th be with you. I like that.
Jeez.
One of my customers told me that today. I'm like, oh, God, may the 4th be with you. Okay, well, those people listening in at home can, or somebody else's home, whatever, can hear the churning and bubbling in the background. Yes, we are having a hot tub party in the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall. Anyone is invited. A little Cinco de Mayo here. We got our bartender set up right here beside the hot tub if you want to have a drink. And jump in the hot tub. We got a sauna right here behind us and showers. Just fair warning, the bottom half of the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall is clothing optional. Always has been, always will be. Come on in, have a great time. Hot tub party.
I don't feel like getting wet. I'm going to perch on the side of the tub and watch you guys.
Well, I'm just going to have to splash you then.
I get my armor all wet. I just cleaned it.
Splash.
One horn just cleaned my armor, so stop it.
Oh, well.
I'm going to have to take it back up to One Horn and have him dry it now.
He repairs. He doesn't clean.
Well, it looks all bright and shiny and new when he fixes it, cleans it, too.
He probably just does that for you, then.
No, he winks at me a lot.
I see. How you and your dwarves, God.
I can't help it. I grew up around him.
Oh, that's a nice one. Breen, from the Legion of Githgor, just looted the Enchanted Tundra Mantle. I'm going to link that in there. That's pretty nice, actually. There we go. Doesn't seem to have a graphic, though. I'm bringing it up in the...
Yeah, it does.
It does? Why can't I see it? Oh.
There. Ooh, look at the bow that True just linked. Twerp.
Where? I don't see it. Oh.
Tension-strung longbow.
Yep.
It's like... That's nice looking. That's really nice. I should just... beat him up for it.
Yeah, that's one of the... Let's link that in the chat channel. That's one of the bows I was talking about that's better than the Epic.
It is not better than the Epic. The rating is 120.8. The rating
Epic
on Eagle's Talon is 122.
Ooh, off by two.
It has 20 plus 25 agility, while the Eagle's Talon's got plus 26 stamina. You got more health, you got more power art in the Eagle Talon. You got plus 3, well, maybe that's one of my alt, my...
But that bow is nice. I like the chains holding it taut. I like that.
Yeah.
That's
it's
very
nice.
Cool.
Besides, I do more damage per second. The damage on that is 193 to 773, while the Eagle's Talon comes in at 220 to 878. So...
Let me check out that cloak now that I got my...
It's got 1 second delay quicker. That Eagle's... That Strung Talon bow is 1 second quicker.
I'm wondering why I can't seem to see...
Yes, the stats rival the fabled epic bow. They rival. They're fairly close, but it's not better. Oh, yeah.
But all I gotta say is, anyway. So
and True's argument is that it comes from an instance, a single instance where the Eagle Talon takes forever to get. That is, if it drops True, and if you're lucky enough to get the roll, which you were.
He's a member of the Legion of Kithagar. He wasn't lucky enough to get the roll. He ganked it. It dropped, and he just said, gimme.
And if you don't like the Eagle Talon so much, why are you even trying to get it mythical? So there.
Appearance. Ha. Alright, anyway, we do have a sad announcement to make. Beloved comedian and actor and all-around jolly guy, Dom DeLuise, has been taken from us.
That's just flippin' sad. I liked him a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's one of those celebrities that you can honestly say, and everyone that met him said the same thing. He was a great guy. You know, you hear about these celebrities all the time. It's like, oh yeah, they're so great when they're on stage or in front of a camera crew or something like that, but they're really, real asses when the cameras are off. But Dom... just great guy from what I understand. Everyone,
he was always a
about.
Really nice guy. Yeah,
and
that's all I ever heard too.
And always on. Always funny. A lot of comedians dying lately.
Hun, I don't think you're doing pretty good. You got two lizards and one guy and me perched on the edge of the tub. Plus,
yeah, where are the chicks?
True Flight's watching.
How come we're not getting any chicks? We need some chicks
two
in the
lizards,
hot tub.
Two lizards, Silvermane, and me and True are watching.
Well, you know what the deal is. They want you to start taking it off.
Oh, here comes a girl. Who is it?
Trista. Trista from the Legacy of Luckland.
Well, then she can jump in and join the Kithacore stew.
The stew? We're in the stew now? Is that it?
Well.
For those of you, I just got a couple of tells, actually. For those of you who would like to join us in the Legion of Kithagore Guild Hall downstairs in the hot tub area, we are in South Kinos on the Antonia Bale server. If you look at the stables, you just go up the hill to the hall there. It used to be, what did this used to be? The Hall of Thunder?
Yeah.
And what used to be the Hall of Thunder.
I think it still is a Hall of Thunder.
I don't know. I haven't looked at that sign outside in a while. But, the old Hall of Thunder, and visit Legion of Kithacore. And come on downstairs to the hot tub. Actually, if you want to talk realistically speaking, I don't think the lizards would want to be in the hot tub. Aren't they cold-blooded?
Yeah.
They would get overheated and start cooking.
Well, maybe it's a lukewarm tub.
No, Jethro likes it hot. Some like it hot. Some like it hot. Hey, here's another one. Jayaxia. Legion of Kithagore is here. Psycho little Arisai. I don't know if she's psycho or not. Who is Lilandra's Arisai? Or is it Lilandra?
Lindrel.
Lindrel. She's a little
psycho. Lindrel is a little psycho, yeah.
She's a psychopath.
Assassin. A psycho assassin, man.
So, we're having fun in the hot tub. Little sink full of mayo going on. But it might be with all these guys here. Oh!
Oh,
that was bad. That was bad and tasteless. But hey, feel free to take a dip in the tub, and then there's a sauna right behind us here. If you want to go into the sauna, you actually have to go through the showers. That front window there is one of the vampiric mirrors, and you can't go through it. But you can enter through the shower area. Hey, more chicks! Woo!
Valander's just a little too close to me for comfort.
Step away, Valander. I know how you high elves are.
Okay, you happy now?
Oh no, we get closer!
He's doing it on purpose.
I know he is.
You know, we're going to have another party this week.
Yes.
To celebrate the 10th anniversary of EverQuest. We had one on the 29th, but we ended up crashing the server like 3 times.
Not
to the point that Kira couldn't even get back in. So, am I saying her name right, Kira?
Oh, Kiara.
Kiara. Well, she's going to have a do-over party. November 7th, or May 7th, which is, 2 days from now, Thursday, at 4 p.m. And they said they won't have it in Antonica. They'll find another zone that will perhaps support the numbers better. I don't think there is any zone in all of Norath that's going to hold the entire AB population.
I say they hold it in Vision's Peak.
So, I just don't know what they're going to do. I mean, I think they should have 2 people, one in the Common Lands, one in Antonica, and maybe that would disperse and be better. But I still see the both zones crashing. There's just too many of us.
Well, Antonia Bale is one of the higher populated servers. Of course, because it's, you know, alphabetically the first one on the list.
Well, yeah.
Alright, so what else are we going to talk about? You're going to talk about Free Realms, aren't you?
Yeah, well, I was going to talk about Farmtown first.
Oh! Farmtown.
Hey, well, I had you helped. So, you know, you helped me on this. I planted the farm to look like Chat-It. I think the is the flying squirrel's name.
Chatty.
He's the mascot. Yeah,
Chatty. Chatty.
Chatty. That's the Freewhelms mascot, the flying squirrel. Mm. So his portrait is now planted on my farm town land. He won't be there long because I'm going to have to harvest it pretty soon, but I put pictures up on my Facebook, so. And I'll probably be sending a link to Peck so he can take a look before it's all gone.
Well, take screenshots and stuff.
I did. So, anyway, yeah, Free Realms. I've been having a blast there. I'm level 15 archer. I broke down and I spent station cash and got me a molten bow.
Twink!
Basically, yeah.
Twink!
The bows up to this point that I've gotten had a power rating. The highest one I had was 12. But this molten bow, you can use at level 1. Has a power rating of 30. Okay. All the other bows, I had to work my way up from power level 1, power level 3, power level 8, power level 12. Now I have one that's power level 30, which is better than what I can actually get from questing and stuff. And it looks like it's on fire. It's dripping fire flames and stuff, so.
Dripping with flames.
But let me put it this way, I can zip through these instances pretty quick now.
I'm sure you can, you twink. Twinkie the kid.
Oh, and I got to see a wizard's wand tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Had a wizard show me his wand. It was cool.
Really?
Yeah, it was large. Big round. Had all these planets floating around it. It was cool.
So you're saying it was nice, round, cylindrical, and has some nice orbs? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Then.
So... But, yeah, right now I'm on server 2, so if you have a Free Realms account and you'd like to add me, it's just Elquin, Gina, Silverwing over there. I can't help it. I have to go as I am, you know?
And if you want to add John Smedley to your friends list, it's... No,
I think he's on Free Realms.
I'm sure he is.
But, once you add a person as a friend, you can talk to them no matter where they're at, but you have to be on the same server they are to add them as a friend, but you're not stuck to one server. I mean, there's 6 servers right now, at least that's what it was last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
So you can, you know, jump to anyone you want to. But I'm having a real nice time there. It's casual, relaxing, non-stressful fun.
Ah, Bones, I don't know if she's an Arisai or a Fae, but little Bones has jumped in a hot tub and she's completely submerged. Someone help her before she drowns.
She has AB, she's fine.
Oh, okay. She has EB, you mean, enduring breath.
EB? What did I say, AB?
Yeah, you said AB. That's all right.
AB. EB, EB, IB, UBU. Okay.
Okay, then.
What have you been drinking tonight?
Dos Equis.
She's drunk, folks.
I am not. I've only had, like, one.
That does look really weird, though. Bones is just sitting there, sitting underwater.
And I have some lime in my Dos Equis, too.
Lime.
The only way to drink Dos Equis.
The lime in Dos
Equis. I thought about getting Corona, but... Yeah. Yeah, it was more expensive.
Yeah.
This happens to be Dos Equis Amber, so I figured it'd be worth a try.
Ah. Oh, we may have a lizard fight on our hands here.
They're throwing snowballs again.
Well, Trekkin from the Vagabond Knights is throwing Brass's, you know, the battle bread.
Yeah.
And Shiver, of course, is throwing the snowballs.
Well, we've got a good crowd in here. Everybody's hopping into the tub.
Come on down, folks. Join us in the hot tub. We have Lorcan, our bartender here, and he's serving up drinks.
No, Nicodemus, I do not know the history of lime in Mexican beer. I've always wondered why they do it. I mean, I like the taste of it. I've gotten to a point when I have, like, Corona or Dos Equis, or there's another one, Miguel's. I always want some lime or lemon. So I'm waiting for Nicodemus to tell me the history of lime in Mexican beer.
Lime in Mexican beer.
I thought about doing enchiladas, but we were pressed for time.
Oh, God, I just got on the highway when you called.
I couldn't help it. I mean, I was on the highway,
not
too.
Not your fault. I'm just getting on the highway, coming home from work, when Liz calls. My boss called the house looking for us, looking for me. The alarm at the friggin' store was going off, which was really weird because the store shouldn't have been closed for another 45 minutes. So I had to turn around, I had to get off at the next exit, turn around, go back to the store. When I got there, my part-timer, who was supposed to be closing at 6, was pulling back in. So I had to give her the third degree, you know, why the hell was the store closed, and why the alarm go off, and blah, blah, blah. I still don't know why that alarm went off. But, I guess she got a call from the hospital. Her dad had gotten hit by a car, and they couldn't get a hold of her mom. So she had to run home, and she lives right down the street. So she was gone for maybe a total of, you know, 10 minutes. And she ran home to tell her mom that her dad was in the hospital. You know, he was okay. He's all right, but he's just in the hospital. And when I pulled in, she was just pulling back in. So I called her mom to confirm the story. And she was telling the truth. So I'm actually very glad that she was telling the truth, because if she wasn't, I would have had to have canceled
fire
the trip.
Her.
Yeah, I would have had to fire her and cancel the trip to Fanfare.
No, we're not canceling. I'm sorry, that money's already spent.
Yeah, true. No, would have had to close the store for a few days.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's either that or John pays me back. Anyway, Nicodemus says, that made you late for tonight.
Well, not exactly, just a little pressed for time.
Very pressed for time. It's like, you come in the door and, like, here's your food.
Yeah. We got, God, I'm going to murder this name.
Oh, good. Better you than me.
Alethree? I want to say it's Alethree. From a new guild called the Maiden's Fancy. It's just, sat down next to the pool here. Apparently, it's a Nereac-based guild, and I want her on the show once she's done setting up her guild hall.
Yeah.
If she's, I'm sure she's listening because she's here. But I want her here once she's done setting up her guild hall in Nereac, because they're recreating the Maiden's Fancy from EverQuest 1. They're going to have a little House of Ill Repute.
She's saying how they say it. She says it.
Alethree. Alethree. Okay, Alethree. So they're recreating the Maiden's Fancy. They're going to have, you know, knights, you know, like we had the Laughing Ogre. They're going to have knights where their guild members are going to be there to dance with the patrons and serve drinks and stuff like that.
Well, I know you'll be spending your plat now. Nicodemus says that the history of why lime is used in Mexican beer, it was used to remove the rust from the neck of the bottle from the cap. They just shoved it in to keep it from having limes laying all over the ground. Isn't that sort of defeating the purpose?
Yeah, I was just thinking
that
myself.
Using the lime to clean the top of the bottle, but yet you shove it. Ew.
Oh, great. Not only do you have a lime in your drink, now you have rust floating around. So, yeah, once the once they finish their
troll.
No trolls in my pool.
Oh, it's one of the Vagabond Knights. He set the pirate illusion on. Here's a quest up in the moors that give you a harness type thing that it's a broken skull disguise, and it's one of the reasons why I haven't finished the quest. I'm having too much fun with this thing. And it turns you into the opposite sex of what you are in troll form. So if you're male, you turn into a female troll with boobs. And if you're female, you turn into this big, fat, hairy male troll.
Actually, the trolls in EQ1 are not fat.
This broken skull one is.
Oh, yeah?
You haven't seen it?
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. All right.
This one. Look, I'll change. Hang on a sec, I gotta turn my illusions on. I run around with illusions off most of the time. There we go. Boom.
Oh, yeah.
See? Big fat tummy. I'm missing a leg, too.
Nice.
I have halfling gut. From eating too many halflings.
I see.
And I'm gray in color. Oh, now you got two of them in there. Yeah, you asked for it. Oh, I gotta find which one it releases it. There we go. That anyway. I haven't finished the quest. I don't want to lose the illusion. I'm having fun, besides the fact that, of course, it allows you to walk around all the broken skull pirates out there
right.
And pretend you're one of them. And
well, I wish all the illusions affected factions. You know, like if you had to go into Nariak, put on a Dark Elf disguise. That's the way it was in EQ1.
I know.
In
EQ1,
that's why
an enchanter, a Dark Elf enchanter, had to work themselves up and get their spell so they had the illusion so they could go around in the other cities.
Yep.
Oh, somebody's telling you when you finish the quest, you get a permanent harness. Ooh, really?
Well, there you go. Now you can go ahead and finish the
quest.
Maybe
I'll go finish the quest now. Yeah, because I came across that and I was like, you know, I don't want to lose this. I'm having too much fun.
Scandalous! Scandalous! Ashia Mousehold from the Vagabond Knights, little Rotunga girl, is naked in my hot tub!
She's cute. She's little. Keep her from drowning.
She's just a wee little Rotunga.
She's just a little. Oh, you know, she's Cheez-It size.
She's so cute.
You should get her. You should get a date with her for Cheez-It. I'm serious. They're about the same size, aren't they?
Hmm.
I mean, Cheez-It's a little Rotunga. I mean, a little Rotunga. I don't know what you're doing there. Are you playing with the sink full of mayo again?
Sink full of mayo. 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 Egg whites and vinegar in my bowl. I'm really weird, you know that? Have you noticed that yet? What?
Sorry, nothing I can repeat.
This is the Jethro Silverwing Show. You can repeat it.
No. Something Balladur said, and I will not repeat that. Sorry.
What, he's saying a private tell or something?
Yes. That's just that. That's beyond even me.
Oh, but great. Now we have more hair in here. Here comes Tamriel in her werewolf form.
Hey, I can turn into a werewolf.
You got a different werewolf form, though. I'm not sure what hers is called. But she actually plays a lycan, RP-wise.
I don't get to stay this way for very long.
Oh, no? How long is yours?
Oh, it should be wearing off, like, right now.
Wow, that is pretty short.
Well, it increases my, what it is, it's, tequila shots for the win. It's called the Cursed Coffle. applies
lichen.
Lycanthropy. Yeah, I don't know why I can't say that. I know I've heard it half a dozen times. Lasts for 15 seconds, changes me into a werewolf, enlarges me 50%. When target uses a combat art, this spell will cast Lycanthropic Rage on a target of combat art. Inflicts 1,238 disease damage on the target, heals me for 563, but it increases my threat to the target by 500. And then I can reuse it every 6 minutes. So, yeah, it's a headpiece, and so, you know, those times when I really need to add a little more power, I can lycanthropic. Okay. Somebody has to give it to me.
Lycanthropic.
I've heard it a half a dozen times, but I don't know, when I go to say it, my tongue gets kind of tied around my teeth, and it's like, blah, blah, blah.
It's the Dos Equis.
It is not the Dos Equis.
I don't drink beer, but when I do...
I know you don't.
I drink Dos Equis. Have you seen those commercials?
Stay thirsty, my friends. Yes, I've seen them.
He is the world's most interesting man.
I don't even know who he is.
Beats the hell out of me. Apparently, he's the world's most interesting man.
I'm sorry.
I don't drink beer, but when I do... drink Dos Equis.
Do you know that SOE got to have a bunch of Cinco de Mayo parties?
I understand that. I was checking out everybody's Facebook pages.
They were having more than one down there.
Oh yeah, I mean Nobrin was like put on his status area that he's glad he got to drink at work today and stuff. I'm like, what?
Rothgar was saying that too. He was having margaritas and beer.
Nice.
Let me see what else I have. Podcast 61 is out as of last Friday. And I don't know what it is. I swear that they put Brenlo in an oubliette. He sounds like he's stuffed down in some little hole.
Huh.
At Ashland, you can hear beautifully, but when it comes to Brenlo, it's like... Which is the reverb button? I'm way down in a little hole.
Huh. Well, that's weird.
That's terrible. So, I took the script from the Labyrinth where she's down in Oubliette. And wrote it.
This is an oubliette.
Really? I didn't know that.
Don't act so smart. You don't know what an oubliette is.
Well, do you?
No.
Yes. It's a place to put people to forget about them.
So I changed it to Brenlo and Ashley. So we'll see what they do. They're all correct. Oubliette. They've been stuck in Ashland's... office for like ages. They lost video. And Delmon is missing in action. Has anybody found Delmon yet?
I don't know. Akisha / Xanadi, anyone getting hold of Delmon yet? He did not go on the show tonight. There's been no word, which is unlike him. So we are concerned for Delmon, hoping he is okay.
Did somebody kidnap him?
She's got a call into her. She's left a message.
Well, let's see. You had problems at work. Eric's tech school burned down.
Yes, the boys' school burnt to the ground.
Eric's been going to something called Snow Isle, which is like a tech school. They do computer technical stuff. They do nursing school. They do dental technicians. He was going out there to learn Flash and web design and a few other things. And he goes there for a couple hours in the morning. Anyway, it went up in smoke. He was at home when it started, so I can't blame the boy. They were doing renovations on the place, and I guess they say something about the tar caught on fire on the roof they were redoing.
Oh, no.
I don't know, but the whole thing is gone.
Lovely. So it's not his regular school. It's for the computer classes he was taking?
Yes, yes.
The design classes?
Yes.
Hmm.
So I get off work, and the first thing that happens is my boss calls looking for you. I'm still trying to drive. I get home. Eric says, my school's burned up.
Nice.
Then I'm racing to try and get dinner done and, find a couple people in Free Realms and stuff. And it was just like one thing after another. But we're home now.
Yes. Interesting situation in the hot tubs here. Adam Lynn from the Legion of Kithagor is sitting in Aliva's lap, who is a giant bear. So Adam Lynn is sitting in the lap of a giant bear.
The bear is under the water.
What's that?
The bear is under the water.
Yes.
Amusing.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're not blaming why I'm drinking.
Nice.
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday. I'm tired.
Already?
Well, I got all worked up when I had to go back to work to see why the hell the alarms were going off.
You need to come and play Free Realms.
No. No, I'm good, thanks. I'm going to go in the sauna. First,
see how you are?
I'll stop here at the showers, take a shower, take a shower, and now I'm going in the sauna.
You're just going to get back in the hot tub?
Yeah, so what?
You're weird.
So now Jethel's in the sauna.
And it's set up so you could stand here and watch him.
You don't want to watch what I'm doing, lady, trust me.
And as far as I can tell, Sony has not announced the, what was it called now? Give me a second to pull it up. Narathian's Timeless Hero Contest. They still haven't announced it.
Oh, that's weird.
That was supposed to be announced on there around the 24th. The only thing I could think of is they just didn't get what they wanted. I don't know. They haven't said nothing. Nada. Zip. Zero.
Weird. I don't know what they're waiting for.
I don't know.
Maybe they have too many people doing it. Maybe they just have so many stories to go through. Or there always is the possibility that you and Gurns were the only one. Well, geez, we had a first, second, and third place, but there's only two people!
Oh, that would be amusing, but no.
Speaking of contests, the Kithacore.org Make a Movie, an EverQuest movie poster contest is still going on for another week. Have not received any submissions yet.
We're going to have to get the word out. I'm beginning to think that we're going to have to travel to each of the servers and spam the of the channels or zones, you know, something. Because a 90-day free play? I mean, come on, guys.
90-day prepaid card, guys. Come on. You want it. I know it.
We'll get them. we're going to have to get him.
Actually, something I did not know. Tamriel, who's here with us in the sauna area, Tamriel actually did the exact same contest just for fun a year or so ago.
What happened then?
And it's still up on the Kindred forums on Guild Portal.
Huh.
Oh, they had some funny submissions. Somebody modified the poster for The Bodyguard.
Really?
And put Clump in Contessa. So they pasted Clump's head on Whitney Houston's body. It was being carried away by Contessa, who was Contessa's head pasted on Kevin Costner's body. That was just freaking funny.
Well, we'll just have to poke some people. I mean, this is a contest for 90 days worth of EQ playing, for free. Come
free.
On.
Free. And if nobody enters this thing, then we'll just think of something else. I'm not giving away these 90-day cards for a Where in Norrath is Cheese and Nibblebuns contest.
No.
They're far too good for that.
You have to work at it.
We'll find
just a little bit. Just a little bit.
If this bombs out, then we'll find something else to do. The Festival of Unity will be going on at the end of the month from... Crap.
Aha!
I want to say the 31st through June 7th, something like that.
Well, the first week, and let me pull up the calendar. It'd probably be May 31st through June 6th. I take that back because they always start it on.
No, I've got the I've got the thing up right here.
30th?
It's the 31st through June 6th.
Okay, I was right. I don't know. I haven't done anything for that. I've just been too busy.
Well, we did offer Doofu for the Find the Drunken Dwarf contest, so we got to find out when that is.
Whenever you can work it in, you'll probably have to go and
sign up
for a slot of time.
Well, I'm not running it. I'm just bringing Doofu along. So I'm just going to sit where they tell me to sit. Let's see here. While I'm at my media site here, I'm gonna check to see what's hot on the charts. What's getting voted for?
How is that coming along? I mean, are you still going to do a CD to
Oh yeah, I've just been waiting for people to vote on stuff.
How many votes have we gotten so far?
It's not broken down that way.
Oh.
Not a whole lot of people have actually voted. Like, Dark Elf Girl is number one on the list right now, but it was only rated 3 times.
We got to get more votes. What happened to everybody? You may just have to go by...
I'll go by how many times you've been downloaded or something.
How many times something's been downloaded,
16 quests has been downloaded 222 times and rated 10 times. How come this has... Oh, because it's only got a rating of 4.1. So, I don't know. Hun, can you tell the boy to turn down the TV? Yeah, I can hear that.
How's that?
That's good. Whoop, let's see.
Sorry, your mic down here is really sensitive. So where did you find this Krogman Dune?
Oh, it's been advertised on Comedy Central for a while now. Krogman Dune in the Flaming Sword of Fire. I like it.
I like it too. Have we caught all of them?
Yeah, we've gotten all of them so far.
Okay.
It's a new series.
It's funny.
Okay, I'm getting tells here about the contest. Okay, well, we'll go over the contest once more. It's a contest to build a movie poster, as if you were making a movie about EverQuest. There is a rumor, well, it's not really a rumor, but they have announced that they are making a EverQuest movie. We don't know what the plot is, what the script is, what kind of lore is involved, whatever. But what I want people to do is make up their own movie poster. This is an EverQuest movie. EverQuest movie. And you can go to kithagore.org under the forums, and I do have a forum set up. I do have a thread set up for the movie poster contest. Reply to the thread. You know, you can upload an image, or you can link if you're using, like, what's that image site?
Flicks?
Flickr or whatever. You know, you can put your link in there, you know, just so we... Or you can email it to contest@kithacore.org. We did have a deadline of next Tuesday, which would... next Monday, rather, which would be the 11th of May. If we start getting submissions, I'll be more than happy to push it back another week. You know, if need be. But the... let me get the forum up here. We do have prizes for first, second, and third place. Let's see here. So it's forum at forum.kithacore.org. Forum.kithacore.org. And then down to the Jethro Silverwing Show and Online Gaming Radio. And then the contest movie poster. It's been viewed 97 times. third prize will be a Sony Online Entertainment Podcast t-shirt. Second place is a Sony Online Podcast t-shirt and an insulated bottle cozy. And first place is a 90-day prepaid game card. All these prizes have been supplied by Sony Online Entertainment. They left it up to me how I gave them out. So, yeah, I mean, if we start getting some submissions, then I'll push it back. I don't have a problem pushing it back. Go another week or something like that.
And if you don't?
If I don't get any submissions, then next Monday, it's over, and I will simply have to think of another contest. So, Nicodemus said he'd rather get cozy with a bottle. You know what? I can change that. It doesn't have to be the bottle cozy. Bottle cozy is, you know, it's okay, but we can throw in something else. I mean, we got a stack of stuff here.
I think that's a pretty cool item because it's got a clip on it. You can hook it on your belt.
Yeah. But, you know, some people don't drink. I mean, I don't drink. I would...
It doesn't have to be a bottle of beer. It could be a soda bottle. It could be a bottle of water. I mean...
True.
Jeez!
But who knows? I might throw something else in there anyway. But... So, yes, or like Linistrel said, root beer. No. The official word for it is root bear. Is root bear.
I thought it was root... Boot a beer.
No. It's root beer. That's the typo that Morian did in the Laughing Ogre one day when Jethel placed his order. She gave him a bottle of root beer, and that's what we've been calling it ever since. I even made up a graphic for it. That's on the Legion of Kithacore photo gallery. It's a bottle of root beer. I still like, I like the looks of the axe. The one that Jazzalyn has here. The Bard Epic axe.
Yeah.
The Troubadour Epic. I love that thing.
That is very nice.
Let's see here. I'm going to link that. Oh, it's even the Mythical. Very nice. There we go. I love the way that thing looks. Okay, I think we're going to stop for a music break. So let's see here. Line up some music.
That sounds good.
Line up some music. I've got to camp to cheese it and get them somewhere. So let's see.
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethan, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. He'll fit inside your backpack and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norath is
Cheese It Little Buns.
Okay, folks, it's time for Where in Norath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns, the show where you ask questions and we narrow down his location, and he is somewhere that can be found on one of the Norathian maps. So let's go ahead in the chat channel there and start asking questions. You all know what to do. Please, if you've recently won, please let somebody else win. Alrighty, so let's start the questions rolling. Got to figure out where he is. No, he is not in Lava Frost, and I'll cut you off there. He's not in Everstorm either. Is he near water? I cannot see water, but I suppose he's nearby water. Is he near hills? No, there are no hills here that I can see. Can he see the sky? Yes, he can see the sky. Can he see sand? He is near sand, but he cannot see it at the moment. Yes, he's near grass. He's on grass. He is not in Jathras Jungle. Matter of fact, I don't believe there is a Jathras Jungle. He is not in Seeking Sands. There is no sky below him, no. He is not in the Kunzar Waste, because there are no Kunzar Wastes. Come on, folks! Is he near a city? I don't think this is technically a city.
No.
So I would say no. Not near a city. He does not see lava. He does not see lava. Oh, God. Now they're just messing around with names. No, he is not in the forest ruins. Come on, guys. Let's narrow down to what continent he's on first. He does not see snow. No snow. They stopped asking questions.
Am I giving up already?
Is he in a jungle? He is not in a jungle. Not in a jungle. Is he on the continent of Delair? Yes, he's on the continent of Delair. There are no giant eyes. He's not in Enchanted Lands. We've established he's on Delair. He is not in a zone with cubes. Okay, I think we better open this up. If you haven't won in like 2 weeks, go ahead and start answering. let's see here. No, he's not under Aleva's bed, although he, you know, might get there someday. Antu wants to know he's in Fallen Gate. He is not in Fallen Gate. He's not in the Common Lands. Pride Lake? Where is Pride Lake? I don't know.
In the Common Lands.
Oh, okay. No, he's not in the Common Lands. It is dark. It is dark where he is.
He's not in Darklight Woods.
No, he's not in Darklight Woods.
Nictulus Forest?
He is not around Freeport. He is not under Lucan's bed either.
You're missing Mydred's question.
Mydred's? He is near Nictulus Forest. Near Nictulus Forest, but not in Nictulus Forest. He is on the Delair continent. We have established that. He is on Delair. No, I don't think Cheez-It would last very long in the Shard of Hate.
Yeah, he could. He could stand by the door.
Actually, I haven't even been in the Shard of Hate. I thought you.
He's not in the Yapping Maze.
I don't even know where the Yapping Maze is.
Yapping Maze is in the Common Lands.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what it was called.
He's not in Nick Castle.
He's not in Nariak. He's not in Nyctropos. Skyanna's brain is tired. Not in Nyctropos Castle.
You've got another guess.
Okay,
there.
Aleva is getting close. Aleva is close.
He's not in the sprawl.
Not in the sprawl. Aleva's getting warm. Aleva's getting very warm. Not in the graveyard. He's not in any ruins.
He's not in Haven.
Not in the Haven. He is near Port Nyathex. He is near Port Nyathex, but not on Port Nyathex. And we have a winner. Lyra and Skyanna did answer close by, but Lyra got it first. I saw Lyra's first. He is in Cauldron Hollow. So congratulations to Lyra. Cheez-It Nibblebuns is in Cauldron Hollow. And what have we got for this week? Let's see. We have t-shirts. We have Sony Online podcast t-shirts with a very cute server hamster on the back.
That's Herbert.
Is that Herbert the hamster?
Yes.
Herbert the hamster is on the back. He's very cute. I probably have your address somewhere, Lyra, because I know you've won in the past, but do me a favor and mail Jethel in-game with your mailing information anyway, and I'll mail out your t-shirt. Let me know what size you like. We have a little of everything, I think.
Well, we've got kids large, and then a couple large, and then extra large, 2X. That's it, I think.
Shoot, where is that piece of paper that had all those sizes? I think I put it back in the box. While I'm switching back to Jethel, I'll check the list in the box. Be right back. Talk about something!
I'm supposed to talk about something? I don't know... I don't know what he's doing. He's rummaging in the box. I make him a list of everything that's in the box. And then he loses the thing. Did you lose the thing?
I can't find the list. But yeah, Lyra, let me know what size t-shirt you want. And I'll make sure you get one.
Nom, 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 nom. We have an anniversary.
An anniversary? Whose anniversary?
Rowan and Hud celebrated their 22nd anniversary yesterday.
Really? Well, that's very cool.
You gonna give them a ding or something? Or send the trolls out after them or something?
Well, I'm trying to find... God, where did I put that? I'm trying to find the happy anniversary song, because I did record it.
I want to know, Lyra, are you in Farmtown? She's... Lyra's going, Farmtown, Farmtown, Farmtown.
Well, apparently she isn't.
I'm slowly converting everybody to Farmtown.
Damn you and your Farmtown.
It's fun. I'm a creative farmer. It's more than just planting plants and waiting for them to grow and then harvesting them. It's how creative can you get with a 26 by 26 square.
Okay.
At least that's how big mine is right now. Of course, well, yeah, Trist is in there. I'm going to have to have another harvest party, too.
Hmm.
Well, Dalar is a rabbit breeder. Lyra's not in Farmtown. She could have a Christmas Farmtown, you know?
Aw. Christmas Farmtown.
I'm not the only one that uses my farm as a canvas. There's lots of other people who do, but other ones are more into decorating them to look like farms with little rivers and paths and stuff. And I'm just into, what can we do with a 26 by 26 square?
Yeah, I know. You mentioned that a couple of times to me today to make patterns for you.
I know. You've got two more patterns for me. You're good at it.
Okay, I got the happy anniversary song. So this is for
Rowan and Hud.
Rowan and Hud, here we go.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fred, you remembered.
How could I ever forget the happiest day of my life?
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Well, thanks, fellas, it sure was.
She and happy, they're both as happy as can be, celebrating merrily their happy anniversary.
And I didn't forget you, darling. Happy anniversary.
A tie.
Okay. Happy anniversary, very, very happy anniversary. Rowan and Hud. 22 years, you said?
22 years.
That's a lot of years.
It's a lot of years. They're going to fanfare, too.
What's that?
They're going to fanfare, aren't they? Or are they?
I don't know.
I know Hoopy's going, I believe.
Hmm. Well, I'm being told that Valander and Jolynn have an anniversary coming up, pretty soon, too, and will also be 22 years. So that's cool. Valander and Jolynn, let's give you a happy anniversary as well.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Pour a cheerful toast and fill it, happy anniversary. But be careful you don't spill it, happy anniversary. Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Fred, you remember?
So happy anniversary to Jolien and Valander as well. And of course, we're here in the Legion of Kithacor Guild Hall. See, some people have left. I'm still here. See, who else is naked in the hot tub here? Trista, Rowayne, Elquin, Valander. Jolien is here, but she's dressed. Ashia Mousehold from the Vagabond Knights is here.
We let everybody in.
Yeah, even those dirty vagabonds. Jolien is slapping the hell out of Valander. Okay, congratulations to Lyra for winning Weren Norath as she's a Nibelungs. Now, one of these days we're going to get him in position before the show starts.
I know.
I have no idea what to bring up. I was going to bring him up to whatever the hell the name of those stairs are in Nyctolis Forest. Because I could have just taken the griffin there. But I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I wonder if I can get into Cauldron Hollow. Yeah, Trista gets a Lyra gets a t-shirt. I'll make sure to cut two little holes in the chest area. No, I'm kidding.
What?
Oh. Hey, do we have any candy canes left over from Christmas?
No. I'm sure we can find some. That's one thing we should have sometime.
What's that?
Swimsuits.
That would be nice.
I know I'm making somebody at SOE just cringe.
I guess. Oh, stop asking for stuff.
Swimsuits. Ah!
I still
a troll in a Speedo. Ah! An ogre in a Speedo.
I still say mature content.
Hun, no. I think if they did one pieces for girls, and they did like boxers for guys, you know, the boxer type swimsuit trunks.
Show off some leg.
You know, the trunks.
Mm-hmm.
Because they already can show off their chest, so, you know.
Yeah.
But like the I don't know if they'd ever let us have our two pieces back like the Dark Elves used to have.
Yeah, the bikinis, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know what, folks? Look at it this way. You can set your... Well, you can't. I don't think you can purposely set your graphics for it. But there is a video glitch where if you have too many people in the same area, the skirts fly up over their heads anyway.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess this way they can say it's a glitch.
Aren't you peeking under skirts then?
Basically, yeah.
Used to do it a lot to me when I was on a mount. Never did it when I was not on a mount, but if I come riding up to a bunch of girls in skirts or robes in mounts and I was on a mount, woof, everybody's, you know, robe or skirt went right over their head. Everyone.
Right. I mean, I wouldn't even see an issue with loincloths. You know, in Age of Conan, the men have had loincloths on. And
you do know that I never judge a man until I see the length of his loincloth.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, have the girls have a loincloth and, you know, just a tattered tank top of some kind, you know, and that would satisfy me. I don't know. Antu says the moral of the story is when Elkrim Jenna is mounted, you can see under her skirt.
Remind me not to wear a skirt when I'm riding.
Wow, did Jolien just get into a weird position? Check that out.
Let me see, where is she?
Right behind you. Well, right under me, I should say.
She's got good time. She landed right in your lap.
Or under my lap, however you want to look at it here.
Her head is buried in your tummy.
Her head's buried somewhere.
And Valander says that I'm stroking her breasts. I am, actually. Look at that.
Yeah, that's Jolene, where your hands are.
Jolene, your husband is standing right in front of me. Or maybe this is just payback for him telling me their anniversary date.
That's too funny.
Oh, boy. So what else do we have to talk about here? Or do I just start singing?
No, well, you can sing in a minute. We should plug Brass, thebrass.com.
Thebrass.com.
That's thebrasse.com.
Right, we spell brass, B-R-A-S-S-E.
Right, but you say it brass.
Thebrass.com.
Anyway, she's got a lot of guides up to Free Realms there. I have one for the pet trainer. I'll be putting up one for the archer soon. I just hit 15. You go up to 20.
Cool.
I believe. So that'll be there soon. I mean, she's got a new comic up anyway. So go see it.
You must love her comics.
I love Brass and stuff. I wish I could draw as well as she does.
I know. Her comics are great. And she's an excellent writer, too.
Mm-hmm.
I love the way she writes, because you're reading along and, you know, most people, you pretty much know what they're going to say in the next sentence. You're reading along and all of a sudden, like, whoa! I would never have thought that way, but I love it. Just love it.
She's got that dwarf mentality going.
Yep. Valander, what are you doing?
I think he's trying to motorboat you.
I don't want to know what that means.
Just when you put your face between the boobs and go...
Oh, that's what motorboating is?
Mm-hmm. Hey, this is the Legion of Kithacor hot tub. Anything can happen.
Oh, God. Totally X-rated.
We haven't had any fun in this hot tub in a while.
That's true.
I say we have all of our guild meetings from now on in the hot tub. That's what I say. Okay. So let's see here. I'm going to sing some stuff.
You're going to sing some stuff.
I'm going to sing some stuff.
I'm going to go check my farm town.
You know,
I'm really bad right now. I've got farm town up. I got EQ up. And I have free realms up, too.
God. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Oh, I'm just wondering if I'm going to have to harvest this stuff.
What stuff?
I don't know if I've timed it right. Well, in Farm Town, different plants that you can plant take different lengths of time to mature and become ready for harvest. And then you have that same amount of time before you have to harvest them. Like a one-day plant will take 1 day from planting to ready to harvest. And then you have up to 1 day from the time you planted it that you can harvest it before it goes bad on you.
Huh.
So I'm afraid that I'm going to be losing some plants if I don't harvest soon. I didn't quite time my planting right. I don't know. We'll let it go and we'll see. It's not like I'm hurting for coin or anything in this thing. It's just a pain.
Hmm.
Okay.
Clarity's telling me that I need to see the EE Hot Springs. What is EE? I'll be more than happy to go take a look. Anyway.
Evil Empire.
Evil Empire.
Well, send me an in-game mail with the information on the Evil Empire Guild Hall, and I'll be more than happy to take a look at it.
Sounds like a guild. Probably on Befallen, then.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll have to go take a trip there. Yeah, Delar doesn't do Farmtown anymore. He does rabbits. I send him rabbits. You can have rabbits and cows and pigs and chickens and horses and donkeys and llamas and dogs, besides trees and the plants and everything. And you can send these to each other. So every time I go through and I send people my Farmtown list stuff, I send Delar bunnies. And I'm sorry, I've been falling behind on sending my crap out. Oh, I don't know. Out of all the things I've ever found on Facebook, Farmtown seems to be the most entertaining. It's not just collecting little pictures like, what's that other one that I've got? Green something or other for... give me a second. I gotta hop back out. Oh, Little Green Patch. Which is kind of cool because every time you give out plants in Green Patch, you're supposed to be saving some rainforest or something, but don't know.
Okay, well...
It's interactive. Farmtown is interactive, and it's Flash. So, you know, these guys came up with a really simple Flash game, because it just came out in February, for goodness sakes. And it's a hit. It's a big hit.
Huh.
That's what Eric would like to do, I think. At least learn how to do that.
Talking
about... Delar's bunny farm. He doesn't raise anything anymore. He raises bunnies.
Okay, that's kind of weird. All right.
He has a bunny farm. So you're going to sing?
I am.
Good.
I'm going to shut off the mic there. And
okay.
We'll bring you back to give her final shout-outs and stuff, but I'm going to kill some time by singing. Because I feel like it, darn it. So let's go ahead. Shut off the background music. There we go. Background music is shut off. And we'll go ahead and start with this one just because I like it. I like singing about the night smelly maneuver. Down in San Diego, EverQuest team working nights. Development and lore team looking for clean balance fights. When bursting through the door, a serialistic scene. The big guy armored up, his shiny helmet gleamed. He looked like he'd been through hell, or at least a plane of fear. Haven't seen him like this since after the fanfare last year. From underneath his coat, a sword came into view. He swung and killed Brenlow and shouted, the night Smedley went uber. Who needs buffs with gear like this? Going out looking for fat loot. Gank his job gave his brain a little twist. Grimwell held a shield of a box of their pizza and brandished a replica short sword of Yaxiva. Smedley's eyes were wild and sunken in his head. He swung again, alas, the coffee machine's dead. If you could see one moment from his eye, you'd be like a halfling looking at a jum-jum pie. Grimwell held his ground, steadfast on his turf. Then Smedley patched him up with a fatal nerf. The night Smedley went uber. Left and right, they fall to his blade. Stock options went through the roof, yeah. With only Smedley left to get paid. On the horizon, the players were gathering wide. Oh, what could have happened to Smed? Did he have too many Red Bulls? Why did they have to die? and the sword were all slashing and hammers a-bashing. Where did his sanity go? Wise Fedley, why? From out of the crowd, a team ventured forth to put an end to his murderous course. They readied their weapons as they crept into the room with swords and wands and the roaming pin of doom. Now Smedley's bound up in a little white coat. He thinks he's in a dungeon with gators in the moat. The art team's all wounded and the dev team's deceased. Gotta start all over, releasing EverQuest 3. The night Smedley went uber, the night his boss came unglued. Lawyers left, scratching their heads, yeah. Quiet a tizzy, no one left to get sued. The night Smedley went uber, the night his mind came unfurled. Now he's scouting orcs and planning raids in his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world. In his own little fantasy world.
Alright, we're going to go ahead and continue with Dark Elf Girl.
When I met her in Freeport, she was beating up town guards. Her sword ripped them a new one. Then she kicked them real hard, delighting in their fallen states. Hey, she took their money. She saw me applauding her work and she came right up and punched me in the nose. My dark elf girl. Hold on, my dark elf girl. Now, is that any way to treat a fan of your work? I bought the cake to the family jewels and she called me a jerk. We both started to laugh and smile. She said she admired my guts. Then another guard ran up and got a spiked club right in the nuts from you, my dark elf girl. Oh, that had to hurt, my dark elf girl. Up all night in lava storm, just to hear the ding. Sha la 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 la. That was so, so long ago. Looking back over time, wasn't long after she punched me that I asked her to be mine. She looked wide-eyed and then she let out a laugh at the shout. So I did warn her before a guard came and laid her blue butt out. My dark elf girl. Shouldn't have turned me down, my dark elf girl. I come by every year just to dance on your grave. Sha la 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 la. Yeah. Sha la 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 go ahead and continue with the Dark Elf theme here, and we'll go on with Dark Elf Wizard.
Scared them all. She conjures that she's skyclad, follows out the China doll. That redhead dark elf wizard will be the death of us all. She dances round the fire, plays like her supple skin. Moonlight sharply glistens, her hair's a flowing mane. Raindrops come to cool her, to the scorched earth they fall. That green-eyed dark elf wizard will be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and that's all it took. Armor stand up.
I don't know.
It defies gravity. She causes such distractions, no group will let her in. That doesn't stop her from getting gifts from men.
It's such a sin.
She has no shame as she dances in woods or marble halls. That precocious dark elf wizard will be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and that's all it took. Her tease is incidental, her nature she would say. Can't help the eyes that wander during nightly sky-clad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, to the man who seems to stall. She's a level 80 wizard. She'll be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard. All it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took. She's a dark elf wizard. All it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took. She'll dance for us all. She'll kill us all.
Okay, the next one's a little rough. The next one's a little rough. We're going to do the history of Norrath. I need a drink for this one. City, Dunk and Sail, Everfrost, Frozen Hail, Karana's Plains, Cast Balance Plains, Naga Finn's Lair. Greater Fate, Arc looking fine, Dwarves hide out in their minds, Dark Elf girls in red bikinis, newbies stomp and stare. Halflings in River Vale, Unrest mobs looking pale, Druids making lots of cash for buffing and so. Level cap starts to raise, drinking puts us in a haze, Vox in her frozen cave putting on a show. We didn't crash the server,
were hunting and crafting, and then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun. Goonark with the Sark play in Ill Omen every day for Ona V, fending off over their plots. Forest giants, hills of stone, Starnax are skin and bones, Worm Slayer, Epic Quest, Camorus, Fire Pots. Burning woods, noobs can't find, it keeps moving, joking time. Carnal Castle, running trains, Corpstones are a ball. Tracking on, warping round, Goronair hits the ground. Get the core, Dark of War, Inner Rook just kills them all. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, and then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun. Thalios, frozen ice, snow and Griffin fills the skies. Layered quests, ring and shawl, sleeper wakes to kill us all. Frosty dwarves, giant town, western waste fields spin round. Waking land, green with trees, necropolis brings it to our knees. The Plain of Growth, Tenere is here. Elves high look, cry and cheer. Icebreakers, skims don't want of it, very soon to disappear. Faction hunting, armor quest, class fighting, best of best. Great divine, sparks of war, corpse lost in the Plain of Fear. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, and then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun. A brand new look the models took, things to craft, food to cook. Horses for us to rest, Saru Castellum, choose your side. Nexus takes us here and there, the deep is barren with no air. Polydol with bonus, good, Maiden's Eye, a lunar wood. Bazaar, marketplace, Beast Lord, Crafts, Vashir Race. Temple Fall, Groves, Plains, Twyla, armor not worth the pain. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, and then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Many tunes on, all trying to have fun. Sleeping for 500 years, Luckland shattered, fade where tears. Forward breaks the fertile land, Kino's souls, the hopes of man. Gods have turned their backs, let us fall through the crack. Flood change the lay of land, through port under Lucan's hand. Black burrow grown and fly, death is swords have survived. Fippy's air in our hair, fallen gates is near its fate. Thundering steps are Karana's plains, way I hear a familiar name. Grim Feather's about to pass, I need a raid to kick his ass. Didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, and then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all of them walk on and on and on and on and on and on. We didn't crash the server. We were hunting and crafting, and then we had to log back in. We didn't crash the server. Too many tunes on, all trying to have fun. I walk the Eldarn Glade, living on wine and rations and a rep I've made. No more than I seem, gotta be strong and mean, cause I hunt alone. I walk these woodland streams, grass and granite slabs on Kino streets. Pushed by noobs I meet, they wanna hang with me, but I hunt alone. I hunt alone, I hunt alone. I hunt alone, I hunt my bow and arrows are right here beside me. My sword and shield to take some miles before me. My armor shines and guards get orcs that hit me. Back off, buddy, I hunt alone. Shot him between the eyes, another one falls. I'll take him out left and right. Better see my mender tonight.
Thanks for the offer, but nah, I hunt alone. Sneaking up to these angry orcs, they say some group's around and they must be stopped. Send all the grunts you want, I'm camoed right behind you and I hunt alone. I hunt alone, I hunt alone. I hunt alone, I hunt my bow and arrows are right here beside me. My sword and shield to take the mobs before me. My armor shines and guards get orcs that hit me. Back off, buddy, I hunt alone. I hunt alone, I hunt I walk these woodland streams, grass and granite slabs on Kino streets. Pushed by noobs I meet, they wanna hang with me. But I hunt my bow and arrows are right here beside me. My sword and shield to take the mobs before me. My armor shines and guards get orcs that hit me. Back off, buddy, I hunt alone.
What would be a live production of this show without the Den Mom song? Before I log into play, acting cool. I'll check for patch day updates. I'm a crafting fool. What new wonders await in trade skill halls? Culinary delights within these walls.
Chocolate salty balls.
Did my recipe post get altered late at night? Did they give? Did they take? Den Mom will show me right. The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks Friday for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more. Trade skill goddess 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Den Mom. Den Mom, do you remember all the sub-combines
in your mind?
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I'm
well, I wish we had those kits like an EQ one.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break, a click and you're done. I get so lonely crafting by myself. Got Den Mom on my mind, rolling pin-wielding MILF. The Den Mom has got it going on. And backpacks Friday for scrolls to come along.
recipes and more. Tracy O'Connor's Street Food Bar. I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with.
Waiting and waiting.
I'm always logging on. Oh, we all love Dan Bomb. What would we do without Dan Bomb?
Recipes and more. Tracy O'Connor's three foot four.
I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with Dan Bomb.
All right, that's it for the live singing portion of the show. Elkin, are you back with us here? Let me turn off the echo here.
Yes.
All right. Let's see here. Well, that's about it for the show. Trista's saying Quelios is in the hot tub, and she is.
How did she get in there?
Well, it looks like somebody's letting off of a Howlin' tribute band.
That's always a good time. Do you see the new stuff coming to Station Cash?
What new stuff?
It is some new furniture. Let me bring it up. Cherry Grove bedroom.
Well, that's not coming. Furniture. That's already here.
As of today.
No, as of last week. I already have it.
No, this is new. That says this is coming to the marketplace 505.
Nope.
Cherry Grove bedroom armoire. Dressing cabinet.
No, I have these. They were out last
nightstand.
Week.
Nightstand. No. You have the previous set.
No, there's only one set here. I got this last week. House items. You can buy the individual sets or you can buy the entire set all in one. Oh, there's a bedroom set.
You got the dining room set.
Oh, I didn't realize there was a bedroom set. Take a look at that. Well, that was pretty cool. I misunderstood. I thought you were talking about the dining room set.
No, this is a bedroom set. I didn't get to finish it.
Now, the armoire looks just like the one from the...
Yeah, sort of.
I mean, the only thing different, really, is the nightstands and the bed. I don't know if I'll be getting that, but...
How much are the two sets?
Was it like $15 a piece? Well, yeah. not a piece. $15 per set, I should say. So yeah, I've got the dining room set in my house in Kelethan.
Yeah, the armoire and the dining room cabinet are kind of nice. Those are tempting.
I like them. I like them. I think.
But I don't know if it's worth $30 for both. That's basically what you're paying, right?
Yeah. Oh, and I did want to start a campaign, actually. Anyone listening to the show, where Mother's Day is this weekend, everyone go to EQTraders.com and send Den Mom a happy...
Mother's Day.
A happy Mother's Day email. She does a lot for the trade skill community, and we should show our appreciation. Everyone send Dead Mother a happy Mother's Day thing this week. She's going to get flooded with emails, and she'll come over and whack me upside the head with the rolling pin of doom.
Of doom.
Doom! Okay, so Bender goes, doom! But I noticed that Stephen Colbert has been doing it too. But he's like, Doom! I don't know.
Everybody has a different take on Doom.
Doom!
Wait a second.
Hmm?
Doom. Okay. I hope that was the right button. Was it?
Doom! But anyway, I think everyone should send Den Mom an email this week wishing her a happy Mother's Day or happy Den Mom Day. I think we all had a good time in the hot tub this week. We had quite a few people here.
I'm a prude now.
Well, I didn't tell you to stay in the damn hot tub.
Yeah, I just sort of went AFK. I've got snakes to kill.
Snakes to kill?
Yeah, there's these maze vipers I gotta finish off.
Oh.
Yes, I'm playing Free Realms, too. This is bad. I'm AFK in EverQuest, and I'm sitting here playing Free Realms. I'm sorry, this bow is kick butt, okay?
Twink.
Lava.
You hey. Twink.
I like it. Yeah.
Liking it or not, you're a twink.
So?
Twinky McTwink Twink.
You're just jealous because I've got a kick-ass bow and you don't.
I do have a kick-ass bow, but not in Free Realms.
You should try Free Realms.
Nah, I'm good, thanks. If I wanted to play a children's game, I'd be playing World of Warcraft.
It is not a children's game. Oh. As Brass would say, you be a wuss.
If Brass calls me a wuss just because I don't want to try Free Realms, not my thing.
You don't even know. You haven't even
it's
tried it.
It's too cutesy-wootsy for me.
You haven't even tried it. Oh, come on. You can watch the little hamster go nom, 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 you know, but you can't
that's
do
that. Funny. That's just funny as all hell. Nom, 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 nom. Matter of fact, we're gonna
That is cute.
Matter of fact, we're gonna play that as we leave the air here. Nom nom nom.
Nom nom.
Nom 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 nom. Alright, well, it's time to end the show there. If you have any requests for the next hour of music, by all means let me know in the chat channel or send me a tell or something like that. Let me see, is Clorny still on? I think it's Clorny. Yeah, Clorny. I will meet you on the Befallen server. He wants me to check out that guild.
Okay.
Oh, did we have a ding? Jaya dinged. Who's Jaya? Did somebody ding and I didn't see it? Oh, Jaxia. Jaxia? Jaxia. I think I'm saying that right. Jaxia. The colorful little ball of death, as they're saying. So Jaxia is now, let me scroll down here, a level 34 necromancer.
Woohoo!
Congratulations, Jaxia. There we go. Okay, they want, let's see, Castle Mistmore, Wonderful World. Get those lined up here.
I gotta peel myself out of the tub. I gotta get dressed all over again.
Well, see, that's why I have a hotkey for it.
Well, huh? Nice for you.
Oh, make a hotkey for it.
I don't have a habit of having to take all my clothes off.
Well, you should.
And I gotta make sure the appearance stuff goes where the appearance is supposed to go.
Well, see, that's that's all I do actually. Is I just switch, out my stuff with that naked set that came the Shadow Odyssey world event.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I do. I just switch back and forth in my appearance slot.
You know this little Eon guy, E L O N, of the van, of the band here. He's kind of cute.
Little halfling.
Yeah, it's kind of cute for a halfling, you know? He sells music, too.
Yes, he does. You can go ahead and open him up just like a merchant. And...
Yep, I usually like to buy Domino, Jindrax, and Hrothgar's music. I usually grab one of each of those when they're around.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go meet Corny on the Befallen server. He said he wants to show me a guild hall.
You go do that.
And we'll go ahead and start some music. This has been the Gentle Silverwing Show for Sink Full of Mayo.
Oh, you're going to clean the sink out.
Sink Full of Mayo time, come on. And that's it for this week's show, folks. We'll see you next week when our special guest will be...
That's it for this week's episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheesy Nibblebuns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alkoholic. Sensitivity Seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.